So let's stop and think about what it really means to build knowledge. Research repeatedly points to the fact that a student's prior knowledge is important for good reading comprehension. Conversely, simply practicing reading by reading unrelated passages or articles does not help a student develop foundational knowledge around a topic. In fact, research tells us that the most important factor in determining how much readers will comprehend and how well writers will be able to communicate about a given topic is their level of knowledge about that topic. The famous baseball study looked at two sets of students. One set had a high reading ability and low knowledge of baseball, while the second set had low reading ability and high knowledge of baseball. The study found that knowledge of the topic had a much bigger impact on comprehension than generalized reading ability did. With sufficient prior knowledge, the low ability students performed similarly to the higher ability students. Other research into vocabulary acquisition shows that students acquire vocabulary up to 4 times faster when they read a series of related texts. Reading a number of texts within a topic grows knowledge and vocabulary far faster than any other approach. The key shift of knowledge asks educators to reevaluate the way we may typically present reading materials to our students, where we skip around from topic to topic, maybe plants today, tree mammals tomorrow, and the colonies the day after that. Instead, the key shift of knowledge asks us to develop curricular resources that require the student to spend time reading several texts within the same topic in order to build knowledge and vocabulary more quickly. With a huge volume of words and huge bodies of knowledge that students need to learn, we can't afford not to use the most effective, fastest way to gain knowledge, reading around a topic.